God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever been a visitor at a strange church, that is a church that's not your own? Have you ever been the odd man out at work or a new person at school? If you do, you know the importance of people showing hospitality. And while we always know when we feel awkward, we don't always pay attention to those who are guests at our church or our school or a new person at our place of work. We're living in a day where increasingly it's important that we show Christian hospitality. We're living in a hostile world where believers need to show other believers the hospitality that is due and the love of Christ. Now, we said recently when talking about 2 John that you can love both people and the truth at the same time. Sometimes people think, hey, I'm just telling them the truth. I don't have to be nice to them. I don't have to love them because I'm just telling the truth as I see it. Or on the other hand, well, I just love them too much to tell the truth. And we highlighted the fact that love of truth and love of people are not mutually exclusive. John says we're to love people in the truth. Now, when we come to 3 John, we find a similar ethic. John is addressing his words to a man named Gaius, whom he loved in the truth. So he loved the truth, and because he loved the truth, it dictated the way he showed love to other brothers, to other sisters, to people who are in the body of Christ. Now, while love and love of people and love of truth are not mutually exclusive, there are two things that are mutually exclusive. That is, you can't have both at the same time. And that is this: you cannot love preeminence and love people at the same time. You can't love having the first place position in every given situation and love other people at the same time. It's not possible. The Bible says of a man named Diotrephes, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Not only did Diotrephes not show hospitality to people like John, the Bible says he didn't receive the brothers, and he forbidded those who would, and casteth them out of the church. So here's a man, Diotrephes, who was not showing hospitality because all he ever thought about was how that would place him in the pecking order. He was thinking about his own preeminence. You cannot love preeminence, first place, and love people at the same time. The fact is, you can't love preeminence and love the truth at the same time, because truth determines how we love people. If you look at both 2 and 3 John, basically every other verse is truth. I love Gaius in the truth. I love that my children walk in the truth, John says. We need to be fellow helpers of the truth, which we do when we show hospitality to other people. The Bible talks about a good report of men and of the truth itself. So it's all about the truth, and truth determines how you love people. So for instance, if I have someone that is preaching falsehood, I mean, they don't believe the gospel, they don't believe who Jesus is, showing love to them does not mean showing hospitality to them. Love would be graciously giving them the truth and solidly giving them the truth. It does not mean bidding them Godspeed and helping them on their way. That's not love. Love is doing what's right by people, regardless of how I feel about them. It's a decision. I love people because of the truth. We're to show hospitality. This Diotrephes, he did not show hospitality to people because he didn't regard the truth as much as he regarded himself. Gaius, on the other hand, loved people, and he loved people in the truth. You cannot love preeminence, first place position, and other people at the same time. And you can't love other people as you should unless you love the truth.